Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, held a meeting in New Delhi today. The Cabinet approved to establish International Potato Centre, South Asia Regional Centre at Agra in Uttar Pradesh to increase food and nutrition security, farmers' income and job creation. The Cabinet also approved a revised Jharia Master Plan in Jharkhand to address issues related to fire, land subsidence and the rehabilitation of affected families in Jharia coal field. The Cabinet approved setting up of ₹417 crore electronics manufacturing cluster at Gautam Budh Nagar in Uttar Pradesh. It aims to boost local manufacturing and innovation. Furthermore, the Cabinet decided to extend a Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2 in Maharashtra with a cost of ₹3,626 crore. Arunachal Pradesh today joined rest of the nation in observing Samvidhan Hatya Divas. Speaking at a function held at DK Convention Center in Itanagar, Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired said the day serves as a reminder of the emergency period and the importance of preventing any misuse of power in a democratic setup. The governor emphasized that Samvidhan Hatya Divas is an opportunity for citizens to reflect on the role of the Constitution in upholding democratic values and protecting fundamental rights. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister John Amen described the emergency as more than just a historical period and called it a warning, a responsibility and a lesson that should never be forgotten. As a part of observance, the governor inaugurated a photo exhibition aimed at raising public awareness about sanctity of the Constitution and need to preserve democratic institutions. Earlier in the day, State's WCD Minister Dasang Lupul flagged off a walk-in rally from IG Park to mark the occasion. Chief Minister Pema Khandu observed Samvidhan Hatya Divas at DC office in Tawang district. In a historic moment for the country, Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla took off into space today on Axiom 4 mission from Kennedy Space Center at Florida in United States. Shukla is the first Indian in four decades to be in space after Rakesh Sharma. The other astronauts are Slavoj Husnansky from Poland, Tibor Kapu from Hungary and Pige Whitson from the US, who will be on 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The Indian Space Research Organization said Axiom 4 will dock with International Space Station at 4:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. 818 Indian nationals have returned home from Israel till now as part of Operation Sindhu. Union Minister of State for Labour, Employment and MSME, Shobha Karanlaje, received 224 Indian nationals who returned to India from Israel on Indian Air Force aircraft this morning. The Minister of External Affairs said that safety and security of Indian nationals remain a priority for the government. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, today forecast that 12 districts, including Itanagar, are in yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Chauhan virtually conducted a comprehensive review of Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan yesterday. State Agriculture and Allied Minister Gabriel Devangsu informed that in Arunachal, altogether 2,254 villages were covered against target of 1,380. About 55.88% of women out of 1,23,875 farmers have joined Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan. The two-day training program on incident response system and civil defense security drills for district level organized by District Disaster Management Authority has started today at Conference Hall, DC office in Yingkiong, Upper Siang District. The training aims to strengthen district level response mechanisms and ensure coordinated action during emergencies and disasters. The two-day Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Camp, organized as part of Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh, concludes today at Doimukh Market Ground near SDO office in Papumpare district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.